This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now for us to discover your hidden power. As many of you know, I am, by the way, for those of you who don't know, I'm Doug Steffen. In addition to being Doug Steffen, I am a very curious sort. And with all my years on the radio, I've always tried to engage people, provoke people, inspire people with insight into things that are not on the top of the heap when it comes to discussion, especially on a radio or a general consumer radio program like this, but we do have lots of hidden power. There are lots of things about our lives that many of us don't understand. Some of us do the same things the same way all the time. What's the old expression? How crazy it is to keep repeating things, doing everything the same way, expecting a different result. And so what I'm eager to do here, because I'm curious myself, my Scorpio nature gets me to be, or allows me to be a free thinker, and I don't tell you that I always have the right thoughts or the most intelligent thoughts, but I do have lots of thoughts. And it has helped me expand my mind, and because of my curiosity, learning more about how my mind works, I thought it would be great for us to bring you a series of programs on what's going on in your mind, or how perhaps you can make your mind work a little bit better. And in this in my desire to bring you things that not a lot of other people talk about on the radio, things come up that are sometimes controversial. So with that in mind, I bring you a lady who is, or she describes herself as a complete and hopeless romantic. Her name is Beth Liebling. We met actually last week at the Talkers Convention. She does a radio program called Love and Laughter on a station in Houston, and is the love and the laughter comes from lots of different sources. I suppose loving and laughing, Beth, you might, when you get naked with somebody for the first time, you just, you know, gales of laughter, right?
I think everybody should be laughing in their bedroom, and if they're not, they're just not doing it right, or they're not doing it enough.
All right. So the idea here is to prevent people from getting stuck, and using your mind and your imagination to exercise that part of your mind which gives you the ability to look at things differently, whether it's romance. I think most people, when they go to see, and we're going to bring Maria Trilogy in on this in a few minutes, because when most people go to an astrologer, they want to talk about romance, their job, or their health. But most of the time, it's romance. So in your experience, people come to you, you've been trained, I think you told me you were professionally a lawyer, but as, and then one could come up with a line, what's a great girl like you doing in a career like that? Or how did you decide to get out of lawyering and start giving advice to people?
Yeah, well, even when I was a kid, my parents were very uptight. They didn't know how to talk about love and romance and sex. They threw three books at me and said, here, and that was the last conversation we ever had about romance, relationships, or sex. So even as a kid, I knew I wanted to educate people about how to talk to their kids about these things, or I wanted to write books directly for kids whose parents didn't know how to talk to them. So this crazy passion of mine has been ongoing, but I wound up in law school and then became a board-certified divorce lawyer just because, frankly, it was faster than getting a PhD, but I've always been, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
But I would tell people when they came to me for divorce that they could either pay for their kids' college or my kids' college. It's just that easy. I always thought that dealing with people and dealing with problems head on was a better way to do it. And then divorces were said. So now I'm in the, I learned a lot though about what tears people apart. And the biggest one is that they lose the intimacy, that special connection.
All right, so let's go one step further and use the power of our mind to understand losing intimacy, losing the desire to be intimate, is created by what? What sort of mental or physical things happen that cause people to lose their desire for another human being with whom they have been very intimate?
There are lots of different reasons. Life comes in the way. When you're dating somebody at first, that intimacy, that's the way to escape life, right? Those are those moments where you forget all the problems in the world. You are completely, you become connected to this other person. It is the fantasy. Once people are in long-term relationships, I think what happens is that that becomes part of their problem. And so the physical intimacy, acts of intimacy between them doesn't necessarily take them outside of those everyday world. They carry them with them. They resent, oh, I had to do the dishes today. You haven't taken the trash out yet. You're giving too much time to your kids, et cetera, et cetera. So I liken it a little bit to the fact that nobody would ever see the same TV show, the same theater show every night. And yet what happens in our intimate relations is we go into the bedroom, we're going to see the same show every night, and somehow then we're surprised that it doesn't satisfy us. Mm-hmm. So I encourage people to think of it as a romantic show and to think about what kind of show they want to create and have the freedom. We can like a stand-up one-person comedy show. We can like a two-person show with no acts, no props, no intermissions. Everything from there on out to change the lighting, change the music, add some scenery, intermissions, costume changes, and a full-on chorus line. We like all of those things when we go to the theater, and I encourage people to bring that into their romantic life, whether it's through acting out fantasies, whether it's scenes, costumes, changes, romantic props. So I think everybody should have a prop closet. Because, again, nobody goes to the theater to see the props. They need the actors to use them. That's what gives them depth and meaning. But it definitely changes the show.
So when you use...
You text your partner and say, hey, this is the kind of show I want to see tonight.
When you use the props or you use the imagination you're talking about, and this is really how we get to your hidden power, the power that's in there, the imagination, the creativity, that in many respects has been, and I don't use this term, well, it's beaten out of us because of convention. And so the average person who might have desire or be interested in lots of different intimate things feels that the conventionality that is necessary is the external gets into the internal. Am I right for that?
Yes, that's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. We need to, the power that we have is actually what it is that turns us on, mm-hmm. that makes us smile, that brings a glint to our eye, that's just a little bit of unexpected. That's exactly right.
You have a place in Houston called Darling Way, which is a boutique that now has some of the touches or the trappings of a physical romance. Is that you notice how gingerly I'm describing
this? I know.
Yeah.
I know, and isn't it terrible because nobody has any idea? But yes, so Darling Way. To me, is just, it's a place of love. It is a place that doesn't matter how old you are, you come in here, there's fun, there's love, there's warmth, there's a little excitement. You can laugh at things that you've never seen before. There are all sorts of romantic props that people probably haven't seen before. There's lingerie that's just to die for that you can put on and you feel like a princess. There's underwear and things for men that my son who works in the shop, he says the underwear, it's life-changing.
Your son, does he model the underwear?
No, he works here. No, he manages all my IT and stuff. But he's my harshest critic. And yes, so it's just amazing that what we put on changes the way we feel about ourselves. From the first thing you put on after your shower or whatever in the morning, if you put on something dingy and drab, you feel kind of dingy and drab. You put on something that fits you and feels good, and you actually love touching it. You want to touch yourself. Your partner wants to touch you more. It carries with you all day long. Women, we have what we call power bras. You put those on in the morning. I used to, when I was working as a lawyer and going to court, I put on a power bra if I had a tough day in court that day. And it was like you were just talking about Wonder Woman, right? What we wear, that outfit carries through, whether or not anybody sees it or not. So the same thing. But let's free those imaginations. Let's take that judgment out. And let's really finding a long-term relationship, that should be where the best power is. That excitement that we can try things, we can like things, we can see a show tonight in our bedroom. We don't have to promise that we're going to see it again every single night forever. We may never want to see it. We may want to see it once a week, once a year. I don't care. But let's do it different. And let's laugh together, not at each other. But
your
we
hidden,
give each other space to do it.
Your hidden power is the focus here. Beth Liebling from Darling Way in Houston. Also a host on the, it's interesting, the radio program you do is on the sports station, which I find intriguing as well. In a moment, appearance, I want to find out what astrology and Maria Trilogy can do to support a love relationship. I want to kind of talk about the elements of what you are bringing to the table and what she brings to the table that can create much better love, because that's part of your imagination goes to those places. That's part of your hidden power to bring them into reality. As we continue here at 17 past the hour.
It's time to turn up your summer with great deals from America's and Canada's Best Value Inns, Country Hearth, Guest House, and Red Lion Hotels. Book now through September 4th to save up to 30% at participating hotels. We've got you covered with over 1,100 locations in North America. And join Hello Rewards for special rates, personalized member perks, and earn free nights. Remember, America's Best Value Inn. Book your hotel stay today and turn up your savings.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips.
Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
This report is brought to you by Sodexo. 22 million children across the U.S. participate in free and reduced-price meal plans through the National School Lunch Program. But when school lets out, only 1 in 7 kids who may need free summer meals will get them. The summer can be a challenging time for parents to feed their kids when grocery bills increase as much as $300 per month. By partnering with clients, suppliers, and local hunger relief organizations, Sodexo's summer meals program is bridging the gap. Jennifer Williamson is with the Sodexo Stop Hunger Foundation.
Sodexo employees see these kids every day in the 500 school districts we serve across the U.S. Knowing that some of them go without meals during the summer is why we have programs like Feeding Our Future, which to date has provided 5 million free meals to children nationwide.
Tom Nelson serves as the president of the No Kid Hungry campaign.
Sodexo and our partners are dedicated to ensuring that no child goes hungry during the summer months.
To find a summer meal program in your area, text FOOD or COMIDA to 877-877.
All right, 20 minutes after the hour, Beth Liebling is here, and Maria Trilogy will join us in a few moments. The Love and Laughter program, Love and Laughter with Beth from a station in Houston. She talks about most anything. I actually haven't heard you, so I don't know how this takes place. I mean, there are probably a lot of people that have fun with it and are not very serious when it comes to this stuff. I would tend to be very serious about it because I think that being in love and having a love relationship is a very serious thing, although it needs to be fun. As you said, you got to shift it up, I guess.
Yeah.
And it is. I don't think it's even just in the bedroom. I think that it's with your everyday approach to life, doing different things, although it's fun to go to the movies and go to dinner and that sort of thing. There's nothing worse than being boring. And
right.
I don't want to be boring.
Right.
And, go ahead.
I actually tell people that I think actually romance, it might end in the bedroom. You might have the final act, if you will, in the bedroom. But romance should start way before then. It should start really in the morning before you even leave for work, if you can, or whatever it is. But it should be an ongoing process. It is not just a 5-minute, 15-minute, or whatever you think once the lights go out in the bedroom and you're ready to go to sleep.
One wonders if you can have love for somebody and never have it end in the bedroom, if the love is a different kind of love. But we're talking about emotional, mental, spiritual, and physical love in this context. 21 after the hour.
Be Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
They focus on the hidden powers of your mind. Each time we get together here, we have the services of one of the most fantastic astrologers the world has ever known. Maria Francesca Trilogy is here. We also have Mary O'Malley, who is a great intuitive. So these two ladies are here every week. And so the interchange with somebody like Beth Liebling is here with us. Beth, is it Liebling or Liebling? I got to make sure that I...
Liebling.
It's Liebling. Okay. So
yes.
Beth Liebling is a person who has been in touch, getting in touch, trying to help people get in touch with how they can use their mind for a great sexual and relationship. I guess the two sometimes do go hand in hand, sometimes they don't. But a relationship experience also can be supported by astrology. And so I wanted to have Maria have a conversation with Beth about how astrology supports love, the compatibility factors that go into this. So, Maria, I'll let you take it away, and maybe you can just ask or interact with Beth directly.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, Maria.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm so good.
Good. I've been kind of listening a little bit to the show and was talking to Doug yesterday. We were discussing the idea of how astrology fits in with love, and when I do work with clients that are looking for something called a compatibility chart, we look at where different planets are located between the two people. And of course, first of all, we look at their basic nature being their sun sign. But as far as love is concerned, the planets you look at, of course, is where the moons are located, and what's the chemistry between the signs that the moons are in. So if someone has a moon in a fire sign and the other person has a moon in a water sign, it is going to bring a different kind of love relationship than if two people together have moons and fire signs. We always look at where the Venus and Mars signs are, because that will indicate what the sexual attraction is between these two people.
So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. When you, Maria, are counseling people, and Beth is a counselor too, so maybe both of you can sort of factor this in. Do people come to you pretty much with the same kind of problems, the problems being intimacy, and maybe you both have different ways of working through whatever the intimacy, but isn't that what breaks down some suspicion that leads to a lack of love, a lack of lust, a lack of whatever?
Well, yes, it depends on how we experience emotional response. Some people, when they fall in love, that love comes to them, or the passion comes immediately, where the other person may have that passion in the beginning of the relationship, and then there is somewhat of a breakdown because other issues come in. So it really is a wonderful way for a couple to understand each other, understand the way each other thinks, understand the way each other processes emotions, and understand their sexuality. Some people are very passionate and sexual, and other people do not process emotion in that way. It isn't like they don't want to be intimate with a partner, but that intimacy is different than maybe the person, the male or the female. And it isn't always the man that's the most assertive or aggressive in the way that they show their emotions. It depends a lot on what that combination is like. And as I've always said, it's the chemistry between people.
All right, so Beth, let me try this on Beth for a second, Maria. When you're counseling people, they come to you and they say they've lost their loving feeling, the Righteous Brothers song, you've lost that loving feeling. You find that people get it back again, and is there an understanding? I think that's part of the hidden power here. If you really want to have it work again, is there a way of doing that, or once it's gone, do you figure it's gone?
I think that when both partners actually want it back, then there is every likelihood that it will. Because in all relationships, things ebb and flow. But when you're both committed to the same kind of goals, you can make almost anything happen. What happens sometimes is people wait too long, and one party or the other has basically emotionally already left the relationship. They might be going through the motions, but they're not really into it. And that's really hard.
So can you tell?
Maybe they'll change their mind. But
Maria, can you tell that by looking at somebody's chart, whether they have lost it, whether they're in the daily influence, not just the chart, but we all know that there are things that happen every day. The moon's here and there's something and something else somewhere else, and we're affected by astrology. So do you find that sometimes that predicates whether people want to get back together again or not? Or can?
There are certain transits that occur, and most times people will come to me when a planet called Saturn, which is where the challenges are, is in the area of their love relationship. Love relationship is in the seventh house of the chart experience, and when that happens, I know. I can tell that they better look at the relationship, find a way to bring that love back in, or the love's going to be over.
All right. Hold on. I want to continue this conversation for a little longer. We'll keep Maria Trilogy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now 34 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. This is your Hidden Power, an exploration for free thinkers with ideas that cross the border of normalcy. Depending on your definition of normalcy, I've never been defined as being very normal, so maybe that's why this stuff comes pretty comfortably to me. But then we're not here for me, we're here for you, to get you to think about things in a different way, and thus the services every week of Maria Francesca Trilogy, who is our resident astrologer, Mary O'Malley, who is our intuitive, is going to join us in a little bit, because I think there's something here for all of us. The catalyst for this conversation, presented by Beth Liebling, who is the host of a program called Love and Laughter with Beth in Houston, and also is the operator of a romantic boutique, best way of describing it, Darling Way. As much as I sound like I'm an open guy, you can hear me kind of flubbing around here a little bit, because I want to make sure that we do this tastefully. And then I think to myself, Beth, Why am I worried about that? Because, a lot of people just don't want to deal with these sorts of things or think that it is it's stinky to talk about love and love, physical love. But yet it is what makes the world go round as much, and Maria will tell you, she's told me 100 times if she told me once, that the love is the most difficult thing to understand. Maria, do you want to go further with that? How hard it is to even get a handle around what love is because it demonstrates in so many different ways and is so crazy. And the crazier the people are, the crazier your mind is, the crazier the love experience. Where'd Maria go?
I also said, though, that love is the most beautiful and powerful and exciting, and that is what connects us with other human beings.
Mm-hmm.
If love was not the primary emotion in life, and that's why they say it's either love or fear that we live in. Mm-hmm. So I think love is complicated, and we have to really work hard at it. So the more we can understand love and love between two people and what kind of love or how people interpret love is important. That's why people come for a compatibility chart to look at what each person's vision of love is. And then, and of course, Beth is talking about the love, the passionate physical love that's so critical. And that once we get out of the bedroom, then how do we approach each other? What is our thought process together? How do we come to decisions? What's important to us? Some people want material things. Other people, it's not as important. So we have to constantly bring together the chemistry of these two people and the understanding of the planetary influences, which will only help them to get better at saying, oh, this is the way my mate processes what I'm going through, so I need to understand that in order to understand him or her.
All right. So, Beth, in your experience talking to and working with people who may have problems, intimacy problems, is there an age factor sometimes? I say maybe age and years together, how many years they've been together, perhaps, or is when you get into later years, is it a time for people to examine? That's when a lot of divorces take place, and I wonder if it isn't because some folks think that at a certain age they're supposed to cut off being physical.
I think that it's the time that people spend together. It's the fact that we get more and more into a rut the longer we are, the harder then it is to turn to a partner and say, you know what, I want something different than what we've been having the past 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
The best example, and you talked about that this is not necessarily normal, but let me tell you, the one thing I think everybody in the world, regardless of race, culture, upbringing, gender, identity, there's a fundamental part of us that all seek intimacy. And that there's a difference between love, sex, intimacy, and orgasm. And we need to identify those. So it's actually, this is the one normal thing. We just don't know how to have these conversations that actually is freeing and fun without shame, that's open and honest. So that's, I'm trying to change our version of normal.
By looking at a compatibility chart, Maria, you can tell whether people should be encouraged to do what Beth has just suggested or not, because with some people, it just isn't going to work, right? The compatibility or what you need to know about your partner, some partners just don't want to deal with this sort of thing, period, end of story, and others do if they're encouraged. And you can see that by looking into the moon. We have the sun, the moon, and the rising sign, those three
and
elements.
And we also have Venus and Mars, which is very critical to knowing how people approach intimacy, how they approach love. Some people approach intimacy with, yes, it's fine for us to be lovers, but I want you to then go out and do X, Y, and Z for me to feel complete and happy and know that you love me. I think what Beth is talking about is so critical and important because it is the intimacy of love. And yet there's so much more that has to happen for that love and respect to continue. And yes, there are people that their charts are not compatible. It does not mean that those people don't get together and find a way to love each other. It's just that they need to know that there will always be a challenge with this area depending on what it is that they disagree on. So I think it's work. It takes work to be intimate, to be loving, to be caring, and to be vulnerable enough to be able to tell the partner what is going on and what they want and what they need and how they can get there. And everybody's got their own vision and version. So when we bring two people together, something happens. A relationship is born, and then there's a third component. It's me, it's my partner, and then it's the relationship we have together.
Yes.
And that's what needs to be nurtured and nourished.
All right. So let's bring our intuitive in. Mary O'Malley is with us every week. And so, Beth, you can meet Mary. Let's keep everybody together and spend a few more minutes on this. Mary O'Malley is someone who deals in the same problems, only using a different skill set. Because we go, a lot of people confuse astrology and intuitive thinking. It's a completely different craft. So, Mary, we're having a conversation with Beth Liebling, who is, she does a radio program called Love and Laughter with Beth. And by the way, I'm betting that both of you would make great guests on Beth's program to talk about this in more detail, because on that program she has more time to do that sort of thing than we do here. Mary, is the number one thing you deal with intimacy and relationships? Because people come to you for the same reason they go to Maria. They want to know about their love life, romance, health, jobs, that kind of stuff. But is intimacy and relationship number one?
I'd say yes. Right up there with, you know, jobs and business. But yeah, a good deal of my phone calls are about love.
Mm-hmm. And when it's, do you find, because you don't have to ask too many questions. It just, you know, it just comes. So when you see people together, you see things about people, can you tell what the problem is? Like, is it intimacy or is it something else? And then are you pretty direct about saying you want to fix the problem? So what you got to do?
Yes. You know, a lot of it is just accepting the way the partner shows their affection, shows their love. And, you know, I quite often say this is who this person is. You know, can you accept that? You can state your needs, you know, but by and large, this person isn't coming at it from the same direction that you are. And it's really hard for people. They get, you know, if this person loves me, they're going to treat me, they're going to say this, they're going to act a certain way. And the other person is saying, no, if I love this person, I'm going to show them this way. And unless they're talking about it and understand each other, there's going to be a problem.
So with Beth,
I think of it.
Go ahead, Beth.
I think of it like fast food dining. Sometimes hookup relationships are really, you really only get exactly what they're serving. But if you have a longer-term relationship, then maybe the kitchen learns to adapt to whoever's with them, because that's it. It's a combination not only of just what you can offer, but how much can you change and how much can you grow to make sure that what you're serving is what your partner actually wants and needs back.
That's a very interesting way of putting it, isn't it, huh? Thinking about it. Well, there's so many things on the menu with Maria. On the menu are all the various aspects of the chart, and then you have the influences of the day. So you have the ability to almost, I mean, it becomes more complicated than it needs to, but if you really want to understand what's going on, I don't think, and we're not advising here, that you use this as a reason not to do something with somebody. But if you want to know how to get along better, that's where Beth comes in, it seems to me. That's where Maria comes in. And Mary, we haven't really gone there with you, but I would think that that's if people, you know, they come to you, well, do they say, what's my problem or how do I fix the problem. Isn't that what all of you are fixers? Are you not? Mary hit the phone, right. So, Maria, am I right or wrong?
Yes, yes. And it's just so wonderful, though, when you can find the doorway, when you can understand your partner, when you can decide that I am going to work on this because the value of the relationship and the value of love is so beautiful and so critical, in especially in the world we're living in today when there's so much separation, that we do want to know that I can depend on my partner and my partner can depend on me. And we can just forge together in, you know, out in the world and go to some, Tibet store and have some fun. You know, I mean, that fun can be had well into your, you know, 50s, 60s, and 70s. It doesn't mean it has to stop because we reach a certain point, a certain age, or their relationship reaches a certain age. It doesn't matter. There are people who have been married for 50 years and are just still having fun. However, they're finding that intimacy, you know, there's different ways of getting there. And I think to have that be, available is beautiful.
Mary O'Malley, who's the oldest person that's come to you, male or female, for advice on love?
Well, I have a couple of ladies that have called that are well into their 70s.
Mm-hmm. Good job, Maria. Francesca Trilogy, who is easy. You can go to MariaFrancescaTrilogy.com and find out what's going on with her there. And Mary O'Malley, who is happy to give you a 25% discount if you mention Good Day when you go to her website, MaryO'Malley.com, O-M-A-L-E-Y. And then there's Beth. Love and Laughter with Beth is the radio program. Go to darlingway.com to find out more about what she has there and how she's advising people. See, this is, I think this, I hope that this gives people hope. I hope this gives people hope because there always needs to be hope, I think, in relationships. Thank you, ladies. 10 minutes for the hour.
Hi, Tom Baudet. According to the dad bod craze, the lumpy, less than chiseled look is now totally in. So you could say I'm in the best shape of my life. And so is Motel 6. They've updated their properties nationwide with contemporary everything, still for the same low price you've come to expect. So your wallet can feel a little pleasantly plump too. I'm Tom Baudet and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
Weeds love your garden. They hide in your flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can, with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy, so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Yeah.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Now 53 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day Health program. One of the hours devoted to the thinking of Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has very powerful messages at the Forbidden Doctor and some powerful products as well, ForbiddenDoctor.com. In a moment, we're going to review the first rigorous test of an expensive new drug that is aimed at radically lowering cholesterol levels. If you haven't heard Jack Stockwell on cholesterol yet, you will hear it. And probably an excoriation of this study. That's right around the corner here on Good Day Health.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper.
Well, okay, if you brought up already the number 11, then let's count 11 powerful words that could basically spell out intimacy. Closeness. Think about the word closeness. You want to be close to a person that you love. Togetherness, which is different than closeness. Affinity. Think about that. Rapport. Attachment. You have to be familiar with the person you're with. Then, on the same token, you've got to find friendliness. You've got to be friends with that person. You have to know what true, unconditional friendship is. affection, warmth, confidence, all these things make up an amazing relationship. And if you do have that, then the longevity is limitless. Amazing. Of course, there are ups and downs. We all know that. Nothing is perfect in life. But you can come close to perfection if you both very deeply understand each other. Does that make sense to you, Doug?
Well, it makes sense in that, and maybe in this circumstance, because I know you as well as I do, and Hannah, and how the two of you operate. I think part of it comes from your tradition. You're both from Israel. You both have that Jewish tradition. You both have grown up in it. And I think that's part of what, in a closed or closer society, like that's a small country, and there are, you know, a lot of people live tight in, so the customs, the mores, the standards that you've grown up around have stayed with you, whereas if you spread out, like look at your children, your daughter lives in Los Angeles, your son lives in London, and they have, you know, they've spread, not that you haven't been all over the place, but your intimacy has been with your wife and her brother, who's your business manager. You've been very intimate with these people. And sometimes familiarity breeds contempt. So I'm telling you that I have great respect for you and how you've been able, and all of them, it's not just you, it's all of them, have been able to put all of this stuff into perspective and keep the intimacy that you have going for all of pretty much all your life.
Yeah, but we all have to understand that an intimate relationship is an interpersonal relationship that involves physical and or emotional intimacy. And physical intimacy is basically characterized by friendship, platonic love. You can also call it romantic love. These are all things that build up a very, very powerful relationship. But then again, there are outside sources that could interfere. But if you're strong and you're powerful together, it's like taking two strands of rope. It's easier to tear one strand than two. It's much more difficult to tear three or four. So I see it like that, and I also give space, freedom, and I'm a positive thinker. Hannah is a positive thinker. I think that's really important in a relationship, and then to understand the little ups and downs. And that's why the longevity is there.
I would say Hannah understands you perfectly, or pretty close to perfectly, and so does Shippy. Do you think you understand them, Hannah especially, as well as she understands you?
Yes, I believe so. So what we should do now is really talk to all our listeners right now, wherever they are, that first of all, from today or tomorrow morning, start igniting that love in the love energy that you all have, which kind of ebbs away through time, but there are many tools that you can use to ignite it and flourish it and then touch other people with it. And I think that's a great exercise to wake up to tomorrow morning.
Think about how you can make the day better for your partner, and in doing so, make it better for yourself. It's all about thoughts. Thoughts are things. Uri is the master of that, the mind master. Uri Geller, website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com. Your hidden power, a lot of focus on what makes the world go round. And
are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.